News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 36 and some freezing rain. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. We'll see rain this morning, then temperatures falling throughout the afternoon to 25 with snow and freezing drizzle. Cloudy and colder down to 15 tonight. Cloudy and cold, lake effect snow showers at times tomorrow and a high 25. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfellorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
South Haven's former finance director will be facing criminal and civil charges after a forensic audit turned up a variety of issues. City Manager Brian Desette says there were at least 3 years of fraudulent charges on city credit cards belonging to former employees, and says the city council approved the audit report at this week's meeting.
We have completed a forensic audit, and we are working to pursue criminal and civil charges against our former finance director.
Wendy Hostetler was fired immediately upon the audit results being known. Other charges or other changes will also include reducing the number of city-issued credit cards and strengthening the checks and balances on their use. Hostetler had over 20 years' experience in public accounting and had been the city's finance director for the last 7 years. Desette says as part of the civil lawsuit, they will work to get fully reimbursed. He says at this point, how much money was fraudulently spent is not being released.
Congressman Fred Upton back in Washington as the U.S. House tries to organize for its new session. He tells us the ongoing partial government shutdown negotiations have somewhat thrown a wrench into normal business. However, Upton sees some hope in President Trump's compromise offer from the weekend.
And I'm hopeful that maybe by the end of the week, we'll see a proposal that looks at both Republicans and Democrats working together that includes border security and allowing the government to open up again.
President Trump offered limited protections for young people in the DACA program in exchange for more than $5 billion in border wall funding. Upton says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is taking up the president's offer.
It looks like the Senate may be moving faster than the House, but at the end of the day, we've got to work together, Republicans and Democrats.
Upton says he doesn't know what amount of border wall funding could be approved, but he does think border security will be more of a priority. He's not sure if the ongoing impasse will stop the State of the Union from happening, telling us he had been hoping it would act as a backstop, ensuring the shutdown would end quickly.
We've just received an overwhelming amount of gratitude and charity from the local community. Folks walking up to my crew and saying thank you, that they understand that we're probably going through a tough time.
That's Chief Petty Officer Grant Hefner, who is in charge of the U.S. Coast Guard Station in St. Joe, regarding the partial federal government shutdown that has resulted in no paychecks for the guardsmen. Hefner was asked about morale among the roughly two dozen stationed in St. Joe.
I think it's easy to get caught up in the moment and have your focus elsewhere, but the crew's been doing a really good job keeping their eye on the mission.
The Coast Guard invited reporters out to watch ICE rescue training in the St. Joe River yesterday, cautioning everyone they do not consider any ICE to be safe ICE.
A Benton Harbor man facing charges following a two-vehicle head-on crash in Van Buren County back on January 12th that killed a 6-year-old girl and a 73-year-old woman. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department tells us the crash happened on Red Arrow Highway in Hartford Township when the vehicle driven by 23-year-old Jose Humberto Canito crossed the center line. Killed were 73-year-old Mary Ann Fender of Pawpaw and 6-year-old Skylyn Salinas of Coloma. Fender was the driver of the other vehicle, while Salinas was a passenger in Canito's vehicle. Canito was arrested this week on a warrant for failing to appear in court for a show cause hearing on an original charge of operating while intoxicated. Two other people hurt in the crash are in stable condition.
The city of Benton Harbor has received a clean, unmodified audit for the most recent fiscal year. At Tuesday's meeting, city commissioners were told by the auditing firm Raymond the latest audit carries the highest possible rating and that no deficiencies or weaknesses were found. The city's fund balance has gone up by $802,000, largely because of the new income tax. Mayor Marcus Muhammad said the strong audit plus income tax money coming in could enable even bigger infrastructure projects to come.
Clean, unmodified FI audit, that puts us in a position where the city of Benton Harbor will be able to bond. So after we find out at the end of the tax season what all has been collected, we'll be in a position to leverage those tax dollars.
The income tax money reflected in the audit would be from withholdings. City Manager Darwin Watson told us the final amount raised by the new income tax won't be known until the end of April. The city's fund balance stands at $4.4 million.
A new treatment center for people struggling with an addiction is open in Southwest Michigan. Carol's Hope is a nonprofit operated by the Community Healing Center. It's a free resource for those who need to get access to treatment. Recovery coach Melinda tells us the idea is to help overcome confusion and fear that comes with seeking treatment.
When a family's in distress, they realize they have a family member who has a substance abuse issue. They really don't know where to begin. And we're the beginning for a lot of people here.
The treatment doesn't take place at Carol's Hope, but Melinda says going there is a first step. The coaches will follow up with clients.
So they can come here and hang out with the recovery coaches and just stay connected before they enter treatment.
Since Carol's Hope opened last month, we're told it's had a steady stream of clients. It's located on M139 next to True Value Hardware in St. Joseph. Melinda says they hope to grow enough to become a 24-hour operation. The service is free and anyone in need can show up at any time. We're told Carol's Hope is the only center of its kind in Berrien County. WSJM News Time, 6:06. It's 36. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 301. NASDAQ dropped 136. S&P 500 down 37. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, three men arrested in Grand Rapids for trying to assist ISIS.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:07, 35 degrees. Three Michigan men have been arrested for conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State of Iraq, or ISIS, as it is known. The three Lansing residents were arrested at the Gerald R. Ford Airport in Grand Rapids on Monday afternoon after one of them checked in for a flight to Somalia. Authorities say all three allegedly knew the true purpose of the trip was to join and fight for ISIS. The conspiracy charge is punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison.
Big investment in self-driving cars coming to Southeast Michigan.
Google's self-driving car arm, Waymo, will open a facility in Southeast Michigan to equip vehicles from car makers with Google's self-driving car technology. They have a site in Novi now with 20 workers and have outgrown it. Waymo's now looking for 200,000 feet of manufacturing space. They're expecting to add 100 jobs at first, 400 long-term. The state of Michigan is pitching in $8 million in incentives. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
Legislative efforts to put an end to the partial government shutdown are likely to fall short today. ABC's Ali Rogan has the latest from Washington, D.C.
Leader McConnell is expected to bring two bills to the Senate floor, one of which is based on the agreement that President Trump offered over the weekend, which includes the $5.7 billion in wall funding, as well as what he is characterizing as some concessions to Democrats. They don't see it as concessions. The other bill McConnell's going to bring to the floor is a short two-week resolution that would fund the closed parts of the government for 2 weeks, essentially giving the two sides a little more breathing room to get back to longer-term negotiations.
Now, at the tail end of a deep freeze, some residents in Rhode Island have no heat.
In Rhode Island, a natural gas supply interruption for more than 6,000 customers in Newport and Middletown has left them with no heat during a severe cold snap. Governor Gina Raimondo.
It's not safe to stay in your house.
National Grid CEO Tim Horan.
The customers were calling in of lack of gas. If it's under pressurized and then as the system repressurize and it comes up and customers are off and pilots are still lit, you're introducing gas into a situation that could create an issue.
Officials say the system is safe, but it could take crews several more days to fix the glitch. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Singer Chris Brown has been detained in Paris after a rape complaint.
French officials say Chris Brown and two others are in custody in Paris after a woman filed rape allegations. The Grammy Award-winning singer is being held on potential charges of aggravated rape and drug infractions. Investigators have 2 days to decide whether to let him go or file preliminary charges. The woman who filed the complaint says she met Brown at a club near the Champs-Élysées and they then went back to a nearby hotel. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Men's college basketball, Michigan beat Minnesota. Georgia Tech tops Notre Dame. Ohio over Western Michigan. Bowling Green beat Eastern Michigan. And Akron tops Central Michigan.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on. It's the